Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a man shot dead in St. George. And it echoes the importance of safety practices during the holidays. And the CDB to fund consultancy to address the Eastern Caribbean air transport crisis. I'm Carol Toppin. Your details just ahead. Barbados has recorded yet another fatal shooting. A man was shot dead at Greens, St. George, in the early hours of this morning. The police say they received a call about 1:15 a.m. stating that a man had been shot. Officers responded and, upon arriving at the scene, were told the man had been taken to the hospital by private transportation. When they checked further on the matter, they were informed that the man had been pronounced dead at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. The victim has been identified as a 50-year-old man from St. John. The Minister of Home Affairs, Wilfred Abrams, is confident that the new childcare legislation to be rolled out next year will set Barbados as a model in the Caribbean. He gave an update on the girls at the Government Industrial School who were recently integrated into the facility with the boys and shared the plans once the new legislation has been passed.
The new child protection legislation is about to be laid. The new child justice legislation is in its final stages of being drafted. Come the turn of next year, in short order, you're going to see all of the things that were lagging that held back our system of dealing with our young people. Whether positive reinforcement, whether management wants to get into the system, all of the things that deal with them are going to be on the plate early o'clock in the next year. So things are looking up. The government is taking it seriously, very seriously. It is priority number one for us.
He gave assurance that government will help all their wards who will be in their care and reported that the integration of students is going well so far.
If you're trying to get the students there properly reintegrated into society, it doesn't make any sense to separate them internally. There must be controlled and supervised opportunities for interaction, and they do that in some of the classes. So I'm happy with what is going on there so far. We've obviously consolidated the operations, so instead of two kitchens, there's one kitchen. We've done a staff review process, and we're trying to ensure that from early next year, we have the exact staff in there that we want. We're qualified to do the job that they're supposed to do, because, well, while the students are there under our care, it is our duty to ensure that they get everything that they need to get and get the best possible care, the best possible education, the best possible facilities so that they're not set back by having spent time in there.
Mr. Abrams has also made a call for more mentorship programs to help young men succeed in life. He was speaking during the Write the Vision media conference, where government partnered with the Queen's Mindset organization to focus on empowering youth and women. While applauding the initiative, he stated that males also need uplifting.
We know that the fellas are a little bit more difficult to reach than the young ladies. If you look at the UE graduation list, you look at the call to the bar the other day, where 4/5 were women, then the women are getting their act together and they're being receptive and putting themselves in positions to seize opportunities. We now need to try to get to the root of what is affecting our young men and then give them the similar motivation and provide the opportunities for them. The playing field is a lot more level for women in Barbados than it is elsewhere. I am just saying, we need to get a king's mindset now.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams. Meantime, founder of the Queen's Mindset, Kamisha King, is asking for sponsorship to target more schools to offer mentorship programs. Ms. King noted that changing behaviors will help to address the issue of violence within schools.
Once I can get the sponsorship, I can do a lot more with them, and they become a bit receptive more and talking. Girls are more like chirpy and, "Mom, we want to talk to you," and stuff, and the boys are more like tied down, but then when we start to break down the layers, then they start to talk. So I definitely think that this would help. The program is actually called Live Your Truth Program, tied to the book, the one we started from last year, and it helps because we talk about peer pressure, which is where a lot of the violence is coming from. We get them to talk about their actual beliefs. We talk about actually pursuing their goals. We talk about everything under the sun as it relates to their development and going through adolescence.
Founder of Queen's Mindset, Kamisha King. Head of the COVID monitoring unit, Ronald Chapman, has reiterated that mask wearing is Barbados's best protection against respiratory diseases during the holidays. He cautioned Barbadians that during the winter season, their best bet is to continue the safety measures they practiced before protocols were relaxed.
Things like mask wearing, which is still probably the best, if not the best, method of preventing the spread of respiratory illness. They continue to ensure that your hand hygiene is up to scratch. If you are not able to wash your hands, still use your hand sanitizers. The whole idea of physical distancing and so on, those things are still important. If you are feeling unwell, you're feeling ill, it is wise to don a mask. You may not have COVID, you may be suffering with the flu or maybe just a common cold, but all respiratory diseases can be fought with the use of the mask. So it is still a measure that can be used extensively to fight COVID and other respiratory diseases.
Head of the COVID monitoring unit, Ronald Chapman. Minister of the Environment, National Beautification and the Blue and Green Economies, Adrian Ford, is calling for continued collaboration with the private sector to assist government in reaching its goal of planting 1 million trees. Speaking during the prize-giving ceremony for the National Tree Planting Competition at Walker's Reserve in St. Andrew yesterday, Mr. Ford spoke to the role the trees will play in removing harmful carbons from the atmosphere.
When we plant trees, every single tree is able to remove at least 40 pounds in the adult stage of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. Barbados is a small and developing state. We produce about 2 million tons out of the 48 billion or so that the world produces yearly. A small amount, but it is the small contributors like Barbados who feel the full effects and wrath of these natural disasters. And we don't have the financial wherewithal to be able to resuscitate after the tragedies. So what do we have to do? We have to put up our hands and say, this is the way how we are going to rebuild our country. This is the way how we are going to mitigate in a natural way.
Mr. Ford said he believes collaboration is the key to reaching the bigger goal.
In order for us to have a successful Barbados, there must be partnership. Partnership is one of the 5 P's for sustainable development. And unless there is, Nigeria will call it an equal gamos, I am saying the only way that this can happen is if persons in the private sector take a leaf in a metaphorical way from the book of Ian and Jerome and all those persons who are here saying today, we are going to make Barbados a clean and green environment. And what Word and Walker Reserve is doing speaks volume to my message today. Because the only way we can do it is if the private sector becomes the active components. Government can't do it alone.
Minister of the Environment, National Beautification and the Blue and Green Economies, Adrian Ford. A deacon at St. Dominic's Roman Catholic Church wants a halfway house established for ex-convicts as they reintegrate into society, and he's calling on government and the private sector to assist. Reverend Stephen Foster, who leads the prison ministry for his church, says many who have passed through the penal system continue to be shunned by society.
There needs to be a program in place. There needs to be, in my opinion, a halfway house. So when they leave prison, they can go to a halfway house. They can have a roof over their head. They can have a toilet facility to use, a shower, clothes, food, and then a work program be set up and put in place where an organization works with individuals and companies who are willing to give the fellas a chance. But sadly to say, I'm afraid it's not there.
That's a deacon at St. Dominic's Roman Catholic Church, Stephen Foster. The Barbados-based Caribbean Development Bank, CDB, yesterday said it will be providing a technical assistance grant to go towards developing interim arrangements to address the air transportation woes affecting the Eastern Caribbean since the collapse of the regional airline LIAT in 2020. The region's premier financial institution said it will finance consultancy services, which will devise urgent provisional measures to reestablish regular air transport services within the subregion, adding that options for a permanent solution will be considered in a subsequent intervention. The CDB said that the support has come in response to a request from the governments of Antigua and Barbuda, Barbados, Grenada, Guyana, St. Lucia, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines for assistance to examine and address airlift capacity challenges. Recapping the headlines. A man shot dead in St. George. A new child care system in Barbados to be a model for the Caribbean. Head of the COVID unit, echoes the importance of safety practices during the holidays, and the CDB to fund a consultancy to address the Eastern Caribbean air transport crisis. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Your next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning. The 7:30 edition of The Latest was brought to you by Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.